This is Cody Oakland with PureRestoration.com, and I have a guest with me today. This is Kurt from Wisconsin, and Kurt is a dairy farmer out there and is going to share his experiences and the benefits he's had with the PWR device. Kurt, welcome to the call today. I appreciate you taking time out of, I know what is a very busy day for you as a farmer. So welcome.
Yes, it is.
So let's just kind of jump right into it. How long have you been working with this technology?
I think I'm working about 6 years now.
Okay, so you have a lot of experience with this.
Yeah. a lot of ups and downs, yes.
Yeah, okay. So let me ask you a question. Before you employed this technology into your dairy cows and changing the water, can you give me a little background on the general health of the cows and what kind of milk production they put out? What would be a standard amount of milk that you would get out of a cow per day?
Well, you should get a good. Everything is good. Good 80 pounds or better, depending on what quality feed you got.
Yeah. Okay. And go ahead.
I was not getting that. That's why we. I worked with a lot of local people around here, and I had a lot of problems on the farm. And everyone kind of gave up on us until we found, I was told about Peter.
Yeah, okay. And then I hear some of your employees in the background.
Yep.
I hope they're all hard at work. So Peter, the creator, gave you another option.
Yes.
And what happened after you? I love that. What happened? Okay, so you weren't getting the type of milk that you were hoping to get at the time. So Peter shows up, employs the technology, and just kind of walk me through what happens after that.
The cows started drinking. Water better. The biggest problem I had here was stray voltage.
Okay.
And this water unit took care of that. I don't know how it did it, but it did it.
Yeah, we don't have to really understand quantum physics to see something work, do we?
No.
What I find. Observation is a great feedback system. So after
right.
The cow started drinking the water, what did you see with their general health? Did it do anything to kind of their overall health?
Yeah. Well, the biggest thing this unit does, it restores energy back into the water. So mm-hmm. if you've got more energy in the water, they don't have to drink as much water, so then they can eat more feed that they're supposed to eat, so they're not filling up with water.
Yeah. So the energy in the water, but also the extra dissolved oxygen in the water.
Right.
So would you see their thirst improved? Did you see a change in the overall consumption of water?
That actually went down.
Which you would expect, because if you get better hydration,
right,
and better cellular absorption, then you don't need to drink as much.
That's right.
That's how that general equation goes. And what did you see with the consumption of the feed then?
That went up.
Okay, so they got hungrier.
Yeah, they got more room to eat.
Okay, because they're not so full on water.
Right.
And then what did that do to the milk production?
That started an increase. The health of the cows was better. If they did get sick, they turned around quicker, less medicine. Their body condition really improved. They had a nice shiny coat. That's what you like to see.
Oh yeah.
We had a lot of problems with that, but no one could give us any answers on that.
It sounds like we have a fan in the background.
Well, yeah, I'm all but a calf just out here, standing in the sun.
Oh, very, very nice. And what did you see with the increase of volume of milk per cow after they went on the new water?
A good 10 to 15 pounds.
A good 10 to 15 pounds improvement over what they were producing before they started on the PWR water.
Yeah,
now,
see,
how many head of cattle do you or cows do you have?
We get about 280 cows around here.
Okay, so if we do the quick math, that's quite an improvement in volume on a daily basis. So you're going to get a lot more product. Tell me about the quality of the milk that you're now getting. Now I know one of the measurements is somatic cell count.
Right. That was the other thing. We had a barn fire here about 4 years ago, and we had to take these cows to a different barn. And we were working with Peter before we had the fire, and our somatic cell was low, right around 100,000. 3.7, 3.8 fat, 3.1 protein. And we took them cows away from the facility here, and I had it was another milk and parlor. I knocked my cows with his cows, and the cows went backwards real fast.
Okay, so tell me if you remember what those numbers then went to.
I had a lot of trouble with health. Somatic cell went up to 400,000 or 500,000. The health of the cows were a lot worse. After I got them back, it took a long time to straighten them out, and that's when Peter came up with this new unit that I got in here now.
Okay.
We improved it.
Yeah, you saw all the numbers then start to decrease, and
right.
your milk fat went up.
Right. It got restored back to where we originally was. So.
Somatic cell count went down as well.
Right. Right.
Then would that also mean that you would have less vet visits, less antibiotics, because their overall health is better?
Right.
Okay. All right, I'm going to do a quick little synopsis of our conversation, and I'm going to let you go because I hear your employees are starting to get a little rambunctious out there.
Oh, they're doing all right.
Okay. So before the unit, you had somatic cell counts of 400,000 to 500,000.
Right.
And went down to about 100,000.
Right.
Your water consumption went down. Your milk production went up by 10 to 15%.
Right.
You have lower vet bills, less antibiotics, because they're overall healthier.
Right.
Did I get all that pretty right?
Yeah. The key for this water unit, you yourself can taste a difference in the water. It's more softer.
You know what? And I have consume this water, and the first thing that I got was it was velvety and
Okay.
smooth. It just didn't feel the same. It felt, like I said, it felt velvety. It was delicious. So the cows must get that too.
They're a lot smarter than what we are.
You know what? I don't doubt that. And you know, humans will drink to excess. Animals will drink to be satisfied.
Right.
So it's easy to see how much water they're drinking has gone up or down because they just drink until their cellular needs are met. So that taste and texture thing is jumps right out at you. So
right.
I'm guessing by our conversation, this is something that you would recommend to any dairy farmer out there, or any farmer in any area, including agriculture. Would that be safe to say?
Yeah. If I'm sorry if I didn't. If I went to ran into Peter, I probably wouldn't be farming here no more. I'd be done.
It had that much of an impact on your business?
Yes. When you're the I mean, we work with Peter. Well, there's actually three of us. We all work together. There's us, Peter, and there's another guy from Random Lake. He's involved with it more than what I am.
Okay.
He'd be a good guy to talk to, too.
Okay, so you're all comparing notes and seeing all the data and seeing all the improvements as in a group effort.
Well, the bad thing about this whole situation, Peter and his aren't taught us how to do what we do.
Yeah.
And they cannot put out something if they don't get results.
Exactly. If it doesn't have results, it doesn't have any value.
Yes, and between us two, we always gave him feedback, so if he had to improve something, he was able to do it.
That's great. Well, and that's part of the key to any technology is being able to enhance so
right.
that the results are enhanced.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that all makes a lot of sense. You know what, let's wrap this up because you've given me some phenomenal information today. I appreciate your time.
Yep.
If anybody listening to this call, if you need more information, go ahead and go to purewaterrestoration.com and all of our contact information is there. And give us a ring and we'll answer all your questions. Kurt,
okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, I want to thank you for joining me today, and have a phenomenal Wisconsin kind of day.
I will. Nice, beautiful day, y'all.
All right, take care.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.